Well, people are a lot about it the last few years. She's been working in the corner. Now, I think I'll ask you to, if you will, backtrack just very briefly. I think we lost you about 1950. If you would just briefly review those years of when you, how long you were in California. I won't ask you to repeat everything that you said.
Well, let's see. 1950 is when my father died. I had been to California. You mean...
You had been to California, that's right, before that, mm-hmm. and then gone to Little Rock. Mm-hmm. Approximately 3 years. Is
that right? That's right. And, I was with the Department of Education there. I just did general secretarial work. Mm-hmm. I went to secretarial school down there. Just a little bit. And
I did want to ask you one question. Women simply didn't go into politics as much in earlier years as they did now. I wonder if that had been in a later period if you might have gone into politics yourself.
No, because I don't have the personality part. Now, I work. Right now, I'm secretary of the Democratic Central Committee. Mm-hmm. I'm also the third member of the Election Commission. And I like to do background work for anything in politics, but I don't have the personality to go out. I'm not that much, I'm not that aggressive. Mm-hmm. But I like the association with and working in politics because I think it's a great field. And I think that other women, now we have had a representative, Beta Shedd, that lives at Mountain Home, that has that outgoing type of personality that she's made us a wonderful representative. She's been representative, oh, 4 or 5 terms, and now she was elected senator. It doesn't serve this district, but serves part of Baxter County.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been associated with politicians, and it intrigues me. My mother's father was in politics, and one of her sisters married a politician who was a judge and prosecuting attorney, senator, representative from the county right below us in Izzard. And it just sort of in your blood.
Mm-hmm.
I just like it. Well, going back to 1950, when my dad died, I came home. And as I said, I took a drop in salary to $117 a month, and that was quite a drop even then. But we lived on it. Because my mother knew how to manage.
That's when you were working for the county agent.
For the county agent. I worked for him 15 months. And then I went in as secretary to the manager of the REA. And I worked there for 7 years. And I've been with, then I went with the bank, and I've been with them ever since.
What is your position at the bank now?
I'm cashier.
So if I ask your occupation, you're a bank cashier and a farmer.
Well, I'm not a farmer anymore. I don't farm anymore. I had to get rid of the farms. It was too much for me. And it's fine in the summer when cattle are grazing outside. But a woman by herself is a little at disadvantage in trading and everything like that. And I just couldn't do it in work. And...
You think people tend to take advantage of her?
And some people will help you because you're a woman. Other people will take advantage of you. You have to watch it. Some people, there were some cattle traders that would bend over backwards to give you a fair trade. And others, they knew when you knew when they, you'd ask them how much a calf weighed. They'd say 200 pounds less, and I wouldn't have the slightest idea. I got to where I had a fair idea of what a calf would weigh.